This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, The Rock and Vin Diesel face off again.
There's no turning back.
Why their feud is far from over.
Let me clear it up now for E.T.
Then, from fired to firing back.
I think we can say that as adults.
Tom Bergeron unfiltered on his Dancing with the Stars exit. Plus, an NCIS send-off.
What?
Did Mark Harmon really just quit the show for good?
That was a shock to people.
And buckle up.
Whatever Daddy said.
Megan Fox in MGK's wild interview telling all about their love life. Plus, not so happy days? Ron Howard and brother Clint reveal surprising stories about their lives in Hollywood.
E.T. starts right now.
Parker's looking for you.
Grab your gear, McGee. We got work to do.
And if you're an NCIS fan, grab a tissue too. A shocking TV departure for Mark Harmon after 19 seasons as Special Agent Gibbs. But here's a big question. Is it really goodbye? Yeah, welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
You got some great behind-the-scenes scoop on all that. You've been on this since day one. Hey, everybody, we're a trio today. Welcome to our fabulous guest co-host, Justina Machado.
Thank you, guys. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, we're going to talk all about your new Lifetime movie, Switch Before Birth, in just a second. But can we start with another big headline? Dwayne Johnson versus Vin Diesel, because The Rock just poured more fuel over their Fast and Furious feud.
We all have challenges from our past. We have demons from our past.
We are two separate ends of the spectrum. That's the clarity The Rock said he got after meeting face-to-face with Vin Diesel. The 49-year-old, who poses shirtless for Vanity Fair, goes on to say that he and Vin were raised differently and implies that, unlike Vin, he sees everybody as equal partners and gives every project his all.
You'll never hear me complain about fame.
He also addresses the claim Vin made this summer that their feud was really about him trying to push The Rock to get the best performance.
The environment that I try to create as a producer is for everyone to shine.
The Rock says, one part of me feels like there's no way I would dignify any of that blank with an answer. As for The Rock for President, it's the premise of his sitcom. He's doubling down on what he told me in January.
Could you really do it?
I would do what the people would want me to do.
The 49-year-old tells the magazine, out October 19th, quote, indicators are all very positive in, for example, 2024 and in, for example, 2028. Now to another super candid interview.
Rehab Barbie.
Oh, I wish I could vape you.
Fresh off SNL's hilarious parody this weekend, Machine Gun Kelly describes his relationship with Megan Fox as ecstasy and agony for sure, and the darkest fairy tale. The couple, who have been together for almost a year and a half, pack on the PDA in the new issue of British GQ Style out Thursday. Megan posted the cover on her Insta and commented about their feverish obsession, binding rituals, and, quote, the kind of sex that would make Lucifer clutch his rosary.
Now to Megan's ex, Brian Austin Green, and his girlfriend, Sharna. They took some heat for getting too hot last night during Disney Night of Dancing with the Stars.
My prince will come.
It was so much kissing and cuddling and messing about.
People really do think we're just banking on being cute and we want to, you know, do kiss all
it's
the time.
It's just this mushy, like, love story.
And it's
like,
not. Man.
The couple's score was the lowest of the evening, but they told us points are not the priority.
We can make the choice of scores are so important that we'll put those above everything else, but we honestly don't want to.
We don't want to. Like, our relationship means, honestly, more than anything to us.
The theme of last night was heroes. And only E.T. was with Cody Rigsby after his heroic post-COVID return to the dance floor, where he even introduced a brand new move.
Till you notice me.
We call that the dip and the rip.
I did rip my pants. Most of the time, I don't care if my is showing, but it's Disney night.
Tonight is Villains Night, and Cody gave me a sneak peek at his look for Gaston.
Yeah, I'm gonna be wearing another wig. We're getting a full ponytail.
Meanwhile, former host Tom Bergeron is making headlines for spilling tea.
The show that I left was not the show that I love.
Tom, speaking on Bob Saget's Here For You podcast, claims the network ousted him after he spoke out against former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer being cast.
I didn't think a political person was an appropriate booking and prepared a statement that I released. I don't think that sat well. At the end of the season that turned out to be my last season, I kind of knew.
Now, Justina, you didn't have a chance to work with Tom Bergeron. It was actually Tyra's first season, but what was your general impression?
Well, Tyra Banks is just so fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So the fabulousness of Tyra Banks is what we got to witness every Monday.
That is the key.
That's
the
right.
Fabulousness of Tyra Banks.
Right on.
All right, now to the massive TV news NCIS fans are still trying to come to grips with 24 hours later.
NCIS without Mark Harmon?
Oh, no.
No.
I'm not going back.
It's one thing to do this for a little while and have some success. It's another thing to try to keep it there.
I must meet you. Are you okay?
I already am.
ET's learned Mark's emotional scene was actually shot over 5 days in Alaska, a far cry from last season's explosive near-death cliffhanger, which shocked even his co-stars.
You know, they keep us in the dark a little bit.
Yeah. Is this how Kips leaves? Is this like, we had no idea.
Do we have jobs next year?
But Mark also kept last night's twist a complete secret. We're told he felt like now with social media, it would be great to be able to pull off a real surprise. That's why they didn't even promote there would be a twist.
Can you at least tell me, has a body been recovered?
He's an amazing guy. I mean, Mark's the quarterback.
Real-life wife of 34 years, Pam Dauber, returned this season. Back in 2016, Pam told ET she gladly stepped back from her career in the late 80s for her family.
I was very happy to do it, and my husband was working all the time.
Well, and he still is.
And he still is. My God, I think he was a brunette when he started.
While he won't be a full-time cast member, we're told the door is still open for Gibbs to return. This is not a farewell or a send-off. In fact, Mark's Airstream trailer is still on the set. Harmon, who's worth an estimated $100 million, largely from NCIS, will also stay on as EP, continuing to get a cut of the show's profits.
Mark's going to give a line.
ET's been with Mark since NCIS began 18 years ago. He was once one of broadcast TV's highest paid actors, and the 70-year-old boss told me this last November.
Leadership is not always a popular position to be in. And yet, should this have the opportunity that this show has certainly had, and employ as many people as it does every day, I'm proud of that.
Let me tell you this, Mark Harmon is a great leader and he has led that show so well for so long. By the way, he has several other projects in development and things that he is working on with his production company.
And I've loved seeing him for the 19 seasons, but guess what? Fans are still waiting for that Summer School reboot.
Come on now.
I'm just saying.
All right, right now, Rachel Smith is at Madame Tussauds, New York in Times Square. And you caught up with another Rachel, our friend Rachel Ray.
Yes, I did, Kev. And Rachel gave me an update on her home rebuild when ET got the exclusive to her new talk show set.
Guys, you bring out the food.
How does it feel to be back in your studio after filming upstate in your New York home?
Well, it's actually our second day after 20 months, and it's surprisingly homey. Our rebuild isn't quite ready yet, so we're still living in the cabin.
Back in August of 2020, Rachel's New York home was burned down in a devastating fire. Rachel and her family were lucky to have escaped with their lives. Since then, Rachel had been shooting the show from her guest house. My goodness, our hearts just broke. You lost...
But we're alive. You know, the fireplace burped onto the roof, and that was that.
What phases is the home in?
The building is there. It's just... filling it again.
It needs the stuff.
Yeah, well, there was no stuff left.
Then in a horrible twist of fate, nearly a year to the day after the fire, Rachel's New York City apartment flooded in September during Hurricane Ida.
Unfortunately, they have to go into the apartment, rip up all the floors and get the mold out of the walls, replace the entire roof. Yeah, it's just a bizarre year.
Now Rachel will be working a hybrid schedule, splitting her time shooting at home and here on a brand new set. Back here at this job, I mean,
New and improved. I love it. Loving the cozy couches, yeah, the rugs, those the side are, tables.
Those I got a discount on because they're mine.
Oh, that's yeah. It's nice to have your own line, right? Yeah. And going along with that casual vibe, Rachel's fashion this season.
When we were in the old studio, I would wear high heels and fancy clothes. I'm fine if I never see another blazer. I'm good.
But Rachel will make an exception when she officiates former Biggest Loser trainer Bob Harper's wedding.
I want, like, you know, what, 2022? That's what I'm thinking, like, you know, beautiful, around that January, February.
Nice. He said he wanted me to wear a Tom Ford suit, and he wanted me to marry them. And now I keep nagging him to get married just because I want to wear the suit.
I totally get it, Rach. Well, now to an epic movie event horror fans have been waiting 10 years for.
It's happening.
Three attacks so far.
Only we're with the stars of Scream on set of the fifth film.
This one is heart-wrenching.
My emotions are, like, right on the surface.
Then,
E.T., gonna do a little Q&A here.
Brothers Ron Howard and Clint Howard, how Tom Hanks talked them into telling all about their rise to fame.
How the hell did you survive that?
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
There was an error at implantation. One of the embryos was not yours.
You want me to sue for custody of my own child?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh, that was a cliffhanger.
You got me with that. That's a sneak peek at Switch Before Birth premiering next Saturday on Lifetime, starring my guest co-host, Justina Machado. This story, though, it was inspired by actual events. How does that even happen?
Well, I don't know. The funny thing is that it happens more than we know. And unfortunately, it happened in this case, and they accidentally implanted the other woman with my egg.
I am his mother.
No, you're not his mother. I'm his mother.
Speaking of that drama, I'm still not over the Dancing with the Stars fourth place finish for you when you scored a perfect score in the finale.
I know. Can you believe that?
Y'all see this face?
That is really hard. It takes a toll on your body, you know, being thrown around and all that stuff. And poor Sasha.
Yeah, I know you love Sasha so much. And you know what? Somebody who loves you knows that you're hosting ET today. And they have a little message for you.
Okay.
You want to see?
Okay, right, I do.
Take a look.
All right.
Justina, I am so thrilled that you are doing this thing. And you deserve it because you are a good person and you have talento. Viva!
Thank you, Rita. I love you.
You two starred in One Day at a Time
yes.
for several years together. So what does her friendship mean to you?
Having her in my life really makes me feel like I've accomplished something in my life.
All right, Justina, sit tight because we have still got work to do. And try not to scream after you see this.
Hello, Sydney. It's an honor.
A first look at the fifth film, only E.T. is on set with the cast after
25 years.
It would seem that people aren't getting bored of these films.
Then, Ron Howard with brother Clint Howard.
That was revealing.
What you never knew about the Hollywood siblings growing up together in the limelight.
If there was going to be a Happy Days revival, who would you like to see play you?
Uh-huh, the poster says it all. It's always someone you know. We are 3 months away from the return of Ghostface, and you're a fan of the Scream movies, right?
Oh, I'm such a fan. Mm-hmm. Those opening scenes get you all the time.
They definitely yes. do. Fans are buzzing over the new trailer, like Justina right
mm-hmm.
here.
And E.T. was exclusively on the set with the OG cast.
You ready?
For this? Never.
No, stop. Wait.
There's a lot of heightened emotions. This one is heart-wrenching.
Would you like to play a game, Tara?
It would seem that people aren't getting bored of these films. Hello?
It's happening. 3 attacks so far. Do you have a gun?
I'm Sydney Prescott. Of course I have a gun.
Yep, Courtney, David, and Nev are all back in our exclusive first look at the 5th installment of Scream. And this time around, there's a new killer behind the Ghostface mask.
It's scarier. Probably it's up to date in a different way, even though Scream will always be classic.
Samantha, I know who you are.
I've been through this.
This is your life now, which means that whoever this is going to keep coming for you.
There's certain rules to surviving.
The attacks were all on people related to the original killers.
Newcomers in this sequel that hits theaters January 14th include Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid's son, Jack. 13 Reasons Why star Dylan Minnette used Jenna Ortega and Melissa Barrera from In the Heights. But the scare is bittersweet. This is the first Scream movie without director Wes Craven at the helm. He passed away in 2015.
My emotions are like right on the surface. My mother was dying during Scream 2, and it gave me a really like supportive conversation about, you know, and that meant a lot to me that I'll never forget. And he sat me down with Courtney and talked to us about, you know, getting along with each other and all that kind of stuff. And it was just, he was a really sweet and kind person.
Whatever his link is to our past, it's pulled us all back here. And I won't sleep until he's in the ground.
Hello, Sydney.
Please, for the world, do your ghost face impression. Please!
Hello, Sydney. Are you home?
That was good. So don't tell me that wasn't good.
Let's just keep the exclusives rolling with Oscar-winning director Ron Howard and his actor brother, Clint.
This is special. The Howard showcased their brotherly love interviewing each other only on E.T.
E.T., we're going to do a little Q&A here.
Hard-hitting journalist.
Yeah, at its best.
Ron and Clint both started acting when they were just babies. Now the Howard brothers are sharing their life story their way. The Boys, a memoir of Hollywood and family, dropped today. Who encouraged these two to write the book? That'd be Tom Hanks.
He said, yeah, you probably should, but I would focus entirely on your childhood, Ron. So that's what everybody's curious about. How the hell did you survive that?
How did you avoid the pitfalls of being a child star and moving on?
Well, I didn't fully avoid them. There were struggles. When I got a little older, I have acne. Just because I'd been Opie on the Andy Griffith Show didn't mean I had a career in this business.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Fonzie mania on Happy Days really took a toll on you.
I had gone into Happy Days thinking this was going to be my show. And as Henry took off as the Fonz, I didn't resent that at all. But I noticed a huge difference in terms of the way I was suddenly treated by the network, by the media. Thankfully, the relationship with Henry always stayed so strong.
If there was gonna be a Happy Days revival, who would you like to see play you?
I think Jack Dylan Grazer. That is Brian Grazer, my partner at Imagine Entertainment, is his nephew. He'd be a cooler, hipper Richie Cunningham. You're very open about your struggles with drugs and alcohol.
Well, I mean, it's in my rearview mirror, but I also know that being honest and being open and might help somebody. So if I can get a few people to read my parts of this book and say me too, then I feel like job well done.
I agree. You know, we miss our mom and dad. How do you think they'd feel about the memoir?
Oh, I can almost picture mom now. She'd love it.
Yeah.
And I know somewhere up there, they're both really proud of us.
Oh, their mom is definitely proud, and she's looking down on them right now.
Absolutely.
All right, coming up.
E.T.'s with the legendary rapper giving his seal of approval to next year's Super Bowl halftime show.
Now it's time for our VIP steal of the day. We have teamed up with MorningSave.com and our MorningSave ambassador, Amy Paffrath, is here. Amy, I'm excited. I see sparkles.
We have this Diamond Muse 1-carat real diamond circle link tennis bracelet. This features real round diamonds in a prong setting, and it's available in white gold plated, rose gold plated, or yellow gold plated over sterling silver. Plus, a gift box is included for perfect holiday gifting.
Diamonds are forever. How much?
We've seen these as high as $929. Here, it's just $99. That's an 89% savings.
Amy, thank you so much. And you can shop all of our VIP steals at MorningSave.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
You know, you don't have chemistry with everybody.
That's true, Rob. It really is.
Join us tomorrow for our new interview with Rob Lowe, the milestone he's only talking to us about.
And thank you so much to our friend Justina Machado for being here today.
Oh, thank you. I had such a blast. Thank you for having me.
Laughs all around today, for sure. Okay, Switch Before Birth airs October 23rd on Lifetime. Do not miss it.
Yeah, and we're going to leave you now with Shark Tank star Damon John. Mm-hmm. Only we were with him as he paid it forward at the legendary Apollo Theater in Harlem.
So good.
Take care, everybody.
Night. Good night.
A place that I stood outside selling hats almost 30 years ago, and now I'm booking the whole place, give away $250,000.
Damon enlisted some big names for Black Entrepreneurs Day. The game-changing conversation streamed Thursday on his Facebook page. Run DMC's Rev Run took part, and backstage, he weighed in on next year's historic Super Bowl halftime show.
What was your reaction when you heard the lineup?
Go, Jay-Z, go, Jay-Z, go. Since he's in charge, we get what we want.
Tracker, now streaming.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
The new series, Tracker, now streaming on Paramount+.